This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. It's a problem that affects 700,000 people in the Tampa Bay area. Food insecurity. Thomas Mance, the executive director of the group Feeding Tampa Bay, says food insecurity is when people like you and me don't have consistent access to food due to a lack of money or other resources.
Most hunger is inside of our homes, and most people that are hungry today or food insecure today typically have jobs, homes, and other obligations. The reality of their world is that their income doesn't meet their obligations, and they're caught short month after month after month, and food is something that you can manipulate in your budget.
You already got the apples?
No, not yet.
All right, here you go. Welcome. Have a good one.
Mance's group attempts to fend off food insecurity for the youngest Bay Area residents with regular food distribution drives at dozens of locations where children gather, like Foster Elementary School in Tampa.
In a school like Foster Elementary, some 95%+ of the kids are on free and reduced lunch. And so it's a great outlet for us to feed those folks over a weekend, over the course of a week, or over the course of a summer.
But the program doesn't just focus on students. It also helps teachers and school staff like Joanne Daniels.
How long will this food last you?
I'll say a good 2 weeks.
Okay, so what do you have in here?
Potatoes, donuts, bread, and apples.
So pretty good variety of things, all right?
True, a variety. I can make baked apples, I can make an apple salad, and I can just eat an apple.
Now Feeding Tampa Bay has paired up with the University of South Florida to form the Hunger Action Alliance. Under the arrangement, researchers and students from the Colleges of Arts and Sciences and Public Health will work with Feeding Tampa Bay to study the long-term health effects of food insecurity. The research will be led by Dr. David Himmelgreen, the chair of USF's Department of Anthropology.
If we make an investment now in reducing hunger, the cost of that is much less than if we wait for people to get sick down the road because of hunger and food insecurity early on in their lives.
The researchers have already looked at Feeding Tampa Bay's backpack program. On Fridays, more than 1,000 local elementary and middle school students and their families get enough food to get through the weekend.
We think in some of our initial data is suggesting that kids are doing better if they go to school on Monday and they had food over the weekend to eat. They're better prepared for going to school. Their attention span is higher. So that's the kind of research we want to focus on over the upcoming years that document the effects of these kinds of programs on health and well-being.
Himmelgreen adds that they'll also look at mobile food pantries, which provide meals to families living in food deserts, areas where access to fresh fruits and vegetables are limited, and food swamps, areas where fast food and unhealthy food choices rule the day.
We're going to build a lot more research into programming, the kinds of things that you're seeing here today, to evaluate the efficacy of these programs and also come up with new kinds of programs that are more effective in mitigating the effects of hunger and food insecurity.
And I have today that we actually served over 380, including the teachers. So y'all did wonderful. Thank you so very much. Those are pretty substantial bags that y'all sent home.
There's a student group on campus, Feeding America USF, that already assists Feeding Tampa Bay. International Studies senior Janae Hatter was among those handing out food at Foster Elementary.
Getting food in these children's stomachs is definitely, I can say, an accomplishment. So if we can keep doing this and so we don't have to eventually worry down the road that they're not getting anything to eat, that's where I'm looking forward to, like a day where we don't have to do this, where they are home with food.
And Hatter says while some students' families may seem embarrassed to have to take the food, others realize that it's just the circumstances they're facing for now.
You're trying to provide for your kid, and I mean, I guess the initial reaction, the kids are so happy, like they saw the bags of apples walk down the hall and they just went screaming. So to get that kind of reaction out of kids, it's a great thing. So we know that they're getting their tummies fed, so that's what's most important for sure.
For more information about Feeding Tampa Bay and the Hunger Action Alliance, please visit our webpage, wusfnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.